Planning and Zoning Commission meeting for February 26, 2014. Please turn off or silence all electronic devices. Mr. Solander, can you lead us? Play it, please.
I pledge allegiance to the United States of America, to the Republic of which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Commissioner Broussard?
Here.
Commissioner Fairoh?
Here.
Commissioner Lemoine?
Here.
Commissioner Travassos? Commissioner Sonia?
Here.
Commissioner Perkins? Commissioner Permeo?
Here.
Okay, the first thing on the agenda is we got elected planning and zoning commission offices, vice chair and secretary. We'll do vice chair first. I'll say Mr. Broussard. All of them favor? Aye.
Aye.
Congratulations. Okay, secretary. Do you have any nominations?
You don't have to do anything.
Okay. Your time is being taken.
Second by Mr. Broussard. All of them favor? Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, everybody received their minutes from the January 22nd meeting? 2014, that's not 13.
13.
Missed that. Approved minutes of January 22nd, 2014, and not 13.
I move that they be approved.
Second by Mr. Solander. All of them favor?
Aye.
Okay, zoning, we don't have anything under zoning. For planning, we don't have a public hearing for various requests. Preliminary plat, all these west subdivisions, second filing, proposed lots 1 through 7, located in section 55, township 8 south, range 12 east, southeast land district, West Baton Rouge Parish, Louisiana. For DAGR LLC with various requests for non-compliance, section 19.10D, dead-end streets, cul-de-sac, and non-compliance, section 19.18, improvements, F utilities, and 1 water and 2 gas. Okay, open the public hearing.
Good evening, I'm Sean Heimer with Alvin Fairburn and Associates, we're the civil consultants for this project. As you stated, we're requesting tonight approval for a preliminary plat. The property in question is located on the north side of Orleans Quarters Drive. It's across the street from Orleans Quarters subdivision. It's roughly 6.3 acres. We're requesting to subdivide that into a total of 7 residential lots. Those would be single-family residential lots. The lots themselves range in size from 0.78 acres all the way up to 1.24 acres. We're also proposing to construct a total of 4 streets. These would be little short streets, roughly 100 feet deep. These are required in order to meet the town's frontage requirements. The reason that is, there's a 5-foot strip located between our property and the right-of-way. It's a total 4 sections that we have this 5-foot strip. There's 3 sections of our property that actually directly fronts the right-of-way, and that's where those streets are proposed. As you stated, we've got 2 variance requests. The first is in regards to the cul-de-sac. Town has an ordinance that says any street's required to have a cul-de-sac at the end. The problem is, we don't have enough depth to fit the cul-de-sac that meets the town requirements. They have a minimum size requirement for vehicles to access. We don't have enough depth in our property to provide a cul-de-sac. And that's the reason we're requesting the little short stub out be provided. It's not something that's uncommon. There's, I think, 4 of them total off of Ori Drive. Exact same situation. You have a short street and a total of 2 houses that use that drive to access. The second variance request is in regards to utilities. The reason that's required, that the town has an ordinance that says all new subdivisions, regardless of size, number of lots, et cetera, is required to provide water and gas mains. It's our understanding that that's when you're developing a piece of property and the ability to connect to existing utilities doesn't exist. The problem with that is we actually have the ability to access the existing mains that are located in the Orleans Quarter Drive right away. It's just like you would have in a typical subdivision where you have a street, you have mains on one side, houses on each side of the street. They all access a single main. That's exactly what we're asking here. Essentially, you would have the single-family residential lot. Each lot would have a separate line that ties into the main. So that's all I've got. Be happy to answer any questions. Thank you.
How much depth do you need to have a cul-de-sac?
I believe the minimum radius is 62 and a half. It's called out on the, if we could go back to that slide. 62-foot radius, you need 124 feet total. And if that's, you know, in order to handle all the right of way that's required.
Hey, the public hearing is still open. Anybody from the public?
So there would only be three borings underneath the road for the utilities?
Well, there could be a total of seven.
Seven borings?
Because each one would have their own.
And it would be boring? It would not be cutting hot the road?
Correct. Everything would be boring.
I'll ask those lots were first subdivided, then you could have more lots.
But these lots couldn't. That's the most they could be.
Why not?
Because we only, there's a frontage requirement, 80 feet of frontage. So each lot essentially fronts the streets that we're proposing.
Yes.
So there's no more
frontage. Because there's a section in the subdivision regulations, 19.8, that lots that don't front on a public street, you can do up to four lots as long as you get the 9,600 square foot for the A1 class or R1 classification.
Yeah, I believe there's a section in there that states every lot must front on a public street.
No. There is a section that says lots not fronting on a public street. We've had it several times. Section 19.8, if you look at subdivision regulations.
You have, don't you, Trish? And how would you access those houses?
Huh?
How would you access those houses?
You have to have a 15-foot private servitude of access from through the front lot all the way back.
Yeah, you have to have enough property.
Not enough property.
Each way.
What do you mean it's not enough property?
19 what?
80? How wide are these lots?
A deep one.
How
95,
deep are
95 foot.
Yeah, it's roughly 100 feet. So they're 100 feet by several hundred feet.
Yeah, I don't think they're 100 feet on it.
Yeah, please.
One 500 feet, and then they go back from 400 to 300.
Yes, sir. The stipulations you have to follow to do that.
Yeah, the depth would be there, but not the width.
Well, the 15-foot servitude comes within the 80-foot right front-foot requirement. So you don't have to have 80 foot and then the 15 foot. 15 foot comes within the 80 foot.
Well, I mean, I can only speak on what we're proposing.
I understand. What's the possibility of the future? What could happen?
Any other comments from the
board? I got a question. I don't know the ruling or the terms of, but these servitudes, it's called an access servitude. Does the access servitude, is that where, is it allowed to put utilities through an access servitude, or is it strictly for access onto the property?
I think these are right of ways, 50-foot right of way. Am I right?
I mean, it's called it access servitude on there. I thought access servitude was just giving you a way to get onto the property, but not necessarily putting utilities through that.
Actually, that 50-foot servitude, as dedicated on the final plat, it actually spells out what the servitude allows, and it's access, utilities.
Okay.
But to answer your question, the servitude allows whatever the agreement allows. So you can write it to prevent anything or to allow anything. It's whatever that specific agreement states.
Okay. And that's an agreement between who?
The person that owns or is dedicating the servitude and the person who is it's being dedicated to.
Okay.
And the houses would be facing what direction?
I'm not sure there's a requirement on which way they face.
Yep.
The lot itself, the frontage would be towards the street view would be going there.
And I think that's required.
Yeah, correct.
That's required because it has to face the street. And your plot shows the side setbacks along all these four.
Right.
Drive. Yes?
Just quick questions. John, what's y'all intentions on sewer?
To tie into the existing mains.
You have to put, you can't do it gravity wise.
Well, they may have to do a little small grinder pump in each house.
I don't know if there's a way of that. Depth.
Yeah, no, it's extremely shallow.
Very shallow.
Anybody else? Yeah, we'll close the public hearing. Any comments from the council or the commission? I have one question only. Go ahead, Mr.
My question was, I remember when we were approving all these orders. So the streets that you're proposing, those four streets, they're going to cross that common area?
There's no common area.
There's 50-foot right away.
Okay.
It is going to cross that 6-foot.
That 6-foot.
But that is the town's, that's the town's property.
Okay, right. So it's the town's property, not the homeowners association.
Right.
Actually, the section that's shaded up there and called out as existing 50 feet by 5-foot access servitude, that's our property. The property that's being subdivided, that access servitude, the ownership of it is the person that owns that tract. So that hatch section is actually part of our property, and that's the section that directly fronts the right way.
Could you give a pointer and show me what you're talking about?
We can work this strip right in here, this 50 feet.
Okay.
That's actually part of this entire property. So if you were looking at the property line goes straight and then it drops down for 50 feet, comes back up 5 feet, and continues over. Mm-hmm. Now, the access servitude, it is called out, it is dedicated, and it's dedicated in, I guess, whoever the owner of the entire tract is, which in this case is the person that's looking to develop the property. Now, the areas outside of the 5 feet, on each side in this 5-foot strip, that's the property that's owned by the homeowners association.
Okay. That was what I was trying to understand, because I had in the beginning been told that that was the homeowners association strip, and I was wondering how you would cross that.
Right, it was a couple of weeks ago we found the dedication documents that's in the clerk of courts. And the strip that they dedicated to the homeowners association is actually just the servitude outside of the 50-foot, and it's all in the way that they worded it. They were dedicated that certain, I think it's 3 or 4 strips.
Okay, and that's where the roads are going to come.
Correct.
Gotcha.
How about
where are the roads going to?
They would just be a dead end. I mean, essentially, it's a shared driveway for two residential lots. But in order to meet the town requirements, it'll be built, to their standards and ultimately dedicated to the town.
It's like an entrance.
But there will
and a dam.
So when you drive out of you go on to Arlington Forest Street.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
It's 120, you tell me it's 124 foot and what it takes to make that cul-de-sac. And you're saying you got 100 foot, so you're 24 foot short, is that what you're saying?
That's the town requirements, their minimum. That's for the town ordinances.
What about drainage and detention pond? All new subdivisions have required detention pond.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, there's a section in the ordinance that states residential lots, if you're not developing more than 20%, you're not required to do detention. So, I mean, understand this is just the preliminary plat. We're going to meet all the town's ordinances and requirements in regards to drainage. But in speaking with the mayor, I believe there is that stipulation. I mean, there's so little that's being developed. We're, I think, 5% or less than that of the property that would be developed.
20% of the property.
Right.
20% of the property that's being developed, that's the ordinance?
I believe so. Yes, sir.
So you're talking about 20% being developed is where the house is going to be built, or the shed, or...
Right, the total. If you're developing more than 20%, then you're required to meet all the detention requirements.
But who... I understand don't have design where you're going to put the house, but is there going to be rules to where they can't develop the rest of their piece of property? They can't come in and put a 40 by 60 shed in the back of it and build it up and...
Well, any of that stuff has to come through the town to be permitted.
Right. So these people could buy this not knowing that, thinking they can put what they want on it, and then they'll be turned down because there's no plan for getting rid of the watershed, I guess.
Well, and there would be notes on their plat that they're buying off of to state that.
Because these lots are so deep, is there going to be any specific restrictions on them?
They will have...
Type that they can go to Home Depot and buy a fiberglass shed from the backyard?
There will be restrictions that are recorded for it. I don't have a copy of that. My guess is it would be possibly the exact same as the ones for Orleans Quarters, or for Orleans West.
But again, I'm not sure.
Those ordinances, those restrictions haven't been drafted yet.
Anybody else have a question? Do I have a motion?
See where the sewer lift station is in the utility notes number 3 about each lot will maybe be required to install an individual sewer lift station.
Well, after with the sewer plant.
Right.
Each one, right?
Maybe the ones in the back might be able to get by. The ones in the front, that one.
I know halfway down, you won't be.
Yeah.
If they put in a lift station, they're going to put the lift station in to tie into the main.
Right.
But they're not going to overpressure the line so that it backs up into the people that live on Orleans Quarters on the other side of the road.
What impact is that going to have on the other side of the street?
None.
It's just a like a residence dumping into the main. It's not going to have any effect.
And that's the homeowner's responsibility, right?
Correct. Everything would be right.
Cut holes in the yard.
Has a drainage survey been done yet for that property?
Sorry?
A drainage survey? Has that been done yet for the property?
I'm not sure what you mean about drainage. I mean, we've surveyed the property.
But the drainage study? Drainage study,
rainfall.
Yeah. The rainfall. If they need a
detention
pump.
It's way under the 20% requirement.
So each person would have to be certain that they don't develop more than 20% of their lot. Correct?
You could say that. It would take a massive house to reach 20%.
Yeah, it'd be like 400 feet long or 3 feet.
See, I'm reading it in chapter 19. And this ordinance is intended to be implemented for entire subdivisions at the time of planning and construction of street and drainage improvements and not on an individual lot basis for single family and duplex residential subdivision. That's a detention pond. Yeah, that's under section K. And it talks about if you're gonna require detention pond, it needs to be done by the developer, not the individual lot owners.
Correct. And along those lines, we'll show that there's a maximum square footage of house that would be allowed without requiring the detention. And I'd have to run the numbers quickly. It would be,
I know, yeah.
49 would be larger than anything that'll realistically.
You're not even gonna be close to 20%. Mm-hmm. It, like you say, it would have to be a huge house.
And shotgun.
Yeah.
Because of the requirements, there's no way they can subdivide their lot into two lots. This is like 99 feet.
No. I don't know why that is.
What is the lot size? What is the lot size?
They're very 100 foot wide and they vary. The
400, yeah, 353, 341.
530, it looks like on this one.
That'd be about whatever the house is.
241, 341, then it's 530.
Are the developers going to actually construct the houses or that just be?
My guess is it would probably be just like they did in the back where their FDSLB would come in and do them. But he may just sell the lots out individually. I think they've gotten that far yet.
This is the DAGR, right?
Yes, sir.
Radius of 62 feet and a minimum driving surface radius of 47 feet. And minimum travel lane of 30 feet. Where do you get to 124?
Right, the diameter would be 124. Radius is just half a diameter.
We only got a 50-foot servitude. Or right of way, I should say, not servitude.
Go back to the code, Sam.
They could take the whole thing.
I can understand why we don't need the cul-de-sac. It's just lots on each side, it's not a through street.
It's just a short distance.
They're just short dead end streets that access two lots, one on each side.
Right.
So what would happen if the next property owner decides to line his property up and subdivide it that way? Would he be required to put the cul-de-sac?
Probably.
Because then it would be.
Oh, to the north, the property to the north?
Yes.
Then you normally would get rid of the cul-de-sac and extend the road if they match, if the next subdivision matched up.
But would that?
They all would be a dead end street, what she's asking.
They all would.
It would still be a dead end street theoretically.
It's a dead end street whether it's, whether you put the cul-de-sac or not.
Agree with what she's asking.
Big expense to do a cul-de-sac for two lots.
But what if the next person developed, lined up the streets, would the cul-de-sac have to be there because you're accessing four lots? You're going to have garbage service, school buses, they would need a cul-de-sac.
Probably to the north where developed, you would have, and it dead ends up there, you would have to create another cul-de-sac or either grant a variance, not requiring cul-de-sac, depending how long it was, how big it was, whether it was, you know.
Have you seen Lloyd Drive, right, Broussard's house? Have you seen that? There's no cul-de-sac.
But how many lots does it have?
Let's see. How many? Four or five? How many? How many lanes?
What are you talking about, though?
There's no cul-de-sac where your brother's house is.
Yeah.
Okay, that's dead end street.
But it turns to the left.
And it turns to the left and they back up.
Right.
School bus, everything.
Right.
It has a T.
How long ago was that, though? Were these ordinances in place then? That's probably why it's a dead end street right now.
No, they wanted us to donate three quarters of our property to put the cul-de-sac.
Right.
But it works fine.
What happens to the people's yards in Orleans Quarters when you make all these tie-ins across the street?
I'm not sure about that.
All the servitudes are in people's yards, all right-of-ways are in people's yards.
What?
The gas main?
They say we tie.
Gas main and water main.
Is that a servitude?
The actual connections are done by the utility company. Respect, Rich, after gas and water actually handle the connections. So our contractor, as I understand, will board the street. When they get right up to the servitude, the gas company, the utility company comes in and takes it from there.
They can't get on private property. They cannot get on private property.
No, I know. Still people's front yard.
That's correct.
So whatever it is they're going to do, you'll be able to see it in the front yard for those houses?
No, it's going to be underground.
It's underground.
That's a tear up the yard.
To put it in.
So each lot would have a separate tie-in. So you have seven tie-ins.
And actually, six of those would be in the Orleans Quarters strip. The last one was in the back. And we technically be outside of two of that six.
And what is the alternative to this tie-in?
We would have, just have a main. We still have at least three that would have to extend the same thing from the existing main into the property. In which case, it would, as soon as it got a foot inside our property, we could stop right there and run separate lines as we're
supposed to. So you still have to bore into the main?
Correct.
And just
it'd be a bring the bore, it'd be an 8-inch. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And bring it into your property?
Correct.
And then they all tie into that?
Yes.
And it'd have to be more than one?
Yeah, right, because we would have individual for each, whereas here on the street, we have two, one on each side of the street. We would have a single main on one side of the street. We could still have three.
So regardless.
Parish is not going to put another main, is it?
No, we definitely not. Well, to begin with, it's so conflictual. I mean, maybe I'm speaking out of place, but the water main is higher than your storm drains. And in order to feed two lots, you're certainly not going to run an 8-inch main because they have adequate fire protection by way of Orleans waters. So all you're looking for is services. You're looking for warning gas taps, that's it. They're not going to run any mains. It's just going to be service lines. I can assure you that.
How about if the next property owner wants to do it?
Well, if the next property owner does it, they won't run any big lines. I wouldn't feel as though. That may be a horse of a different color. That I'm not.
Because that's next on.
I'm not in a position to answer that question right now, basically.
And that's what we got to look at.
But, to get that main across that road, it would be a pretty good trick. But you'd have to go under everything, come back. You really don't like doing that work. I mean, I'm not saying it's not possible. You can definitely do it, but it would be a sizable amount of money to bore that road and do all
that.
Make all those tie-ins according to our specs.
Is your first right-of-way coming off of LeBeau where the fence is? Mm-hmm. It seems like it's...
Not sure.
I think the fence still runs there.
I won't swear to that, but I think that's...
Was the fence run across?
It's a good ways down. It's 500 feet. They subdivided the house that fronts on North LeBeau out, but from the back of that property, it's another 530 feet before that first right-of-way. But I don't have a survey that shows this is where the right-of-way is, this is where the fence is. So I don't know.
The fence comes up to about lot 5 or 6.
That's correct.
One hour.
Just between lot 5 and 6.
That comes up to about there. It comes up to about the walls, I think.
The fence goes down by the
wall. I think it was past there.
So across the street is the wall.
Right away, right across the jack.
Yeah.
Are we still in public hearing?
No, I closed the public hearing, but we kind of. We're trying to make a decision. Who's to say this is a property beyond the next one we're looking at? You got two more tracks. You sitting right over there? Eating it up, huh?
They've got property beyond what they're talking about.
Yeah, well, they got subdivided tonight into two sections, not lots, but two sections.
Thank you. We give it away. Swell.
Yeah, we have to do. Somebody needs to make a motion one way or the other. We don't have the final decision anyway.
You can speculate in your
if you take the variances one by one, but the plat itself is both. It's a preliminary plat.
Just the number one, approve the variance, right? Still there.
The whole thing is up.
But you have.
You can take the two variance requests individual.
Yeah, and separate it from the plat, yeah.
Let's do it individual. Wish your motion, Wayne?
Utility service.
The utility service to disapprove that.
Disapprove, well, disapprove the variance. Use your date till we understand what's going to happen down the road. I think there's a lot more questions than you can answer me personally.
Yeah.
I can answer them. I mean, we know what we're doing.
I'm more worried about the sewer system than anything, really. Because of the main, where it's at and the tie-in and elevations and.
That's why we have the note about each house will have an individual lift station.
Yeah.
So they can pump it anywhere they need to go to tie into the main. Over, under. The tie-in to the main won't be an issue.
And that's coming through that same right of way?
Correct. Yeah, it would be inch and a half, 2-inch main that would run and tie into the existing main of the right of way.
Okay, we got a motion to not approve the variance for the utilities. Second. Okay, that motion dies for lack of a second.
This is about all the most confusing thing I've ever come up against.
We approving this plat, not future, for one thing. We need to decide on this plat.
You don't vote unless you can table it.
I don't know if we can table it.
Send it to the council?
Send it to the council with no recommendation.
Can we do that?
Yes.
We have done.
With no recommendation?
Yes.
Yep.
I will definitely send it to the council with no recommendation.
I got a motion from Ms. Payroll.
I'll second that.
Seconded by Mr. Sawyer. To forward this to the town council with no recommendation. Do a roll call vote.
And that is on the entire plat with.
The entire plat.
Yes.
Passing it on with no recommendation. Not a lack of a second. Roll call second.
Okay, this is to send it to the council with no recommendation.
That's correct.
Commissioner Sonnet?
Yes.
Commissioner Purnell?
Yes.
Commissioner Broussard?
Yes.
Commissioner Payroll?
Yes.
Commissioner Lemoine?
Yes. Okay, the next item on the agenda is a public hearing for the final plat showing the re-subdivision of 16.256-acre tract into tracts HT-1 and HT-2, located in Section 55, Township 8 South, Range 12 East, Southeast Land District, west of the Mississippi River, Town of Ruley, Parish of West Baton Rouge, State of Louisiana, for Hubert Thibodeau, 601 North Lamoille Avenue. Okay, I'm going to open the public hearing. Is anybody here to represent this one? That's the tip of the
Yeah. Richard Sonnet. I'm here to answer any questions that y'all might have regarding this matter. All he's really trying to do is take where the wood line starts and break it out of that long piece of property from the front. That's pretty much all he's trying to do right now.
Just subdivide the total 16 and.
Right. Just break the back end out of the woods.
Yeah.
And subdivide it. Take it out of the front half.
Right.
I got a question.
question.
Okay.
What is it zoned as now? Is it zoned as agricultural?
No, we really, town really does not have any agriculture, just all one.
Okay. I'm not saying that. I pay taxes on my agriculture.
Well, as far as I know, it's all one, right?
It's on all one. That section.
I think it's all one.
I don't know about the entire town, that section.
You got to take that up with somebody else.
No, I'm fine. I'm going to pay my taxes on mine.
Yeah, on your agriculture.
Yes, I do.
Anybody else in the public? Can we close the public hearing at this time? Any comments from the commission?
I move that we recommend approval of the subdivision of Mr. Thibodeau's property into lots track HT1 and track HT2.
Okay, got a motion from Ms. Payros? Second from Ms. Martell. All those in favor?
Aye.
Ayes have it. Next item is any other business in the prison. Remarks of personal privilege. Anybody? Okay, any announcements? Okay, do I have a motion to adjourn? By Ms. Robinson Taylor, second by Ms. Martell. To adjourn.